So there needs to be continuity in our actions. Or when we start in action, we should always continue with it and we shouldn't give it up. Be constant, be continuous, be punctual. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan, kana yaqumu min al-layl, fattaraka qiyam al-layl. O Abdullah, don't be like such and such person who performed the tahajjud salah and then gave it up. We were performing the tarawih and the tahajjud salah in the month of Ramadan. Let us not give it up now, post Ramadan. And what happens is, at times you may oversleep, you may be accustomed to reading 8 or 10 rakats, 12 rakats, whatever it is, the sunnah amount, according to some narrations, 8 and some say 12 rakats. So if you're accustomed to that, then just say one morning you woke up late, now what do you do? Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man nama an hizbihi min al-layl aw an shay'in minhu wa qara'a ma bayna salati al-fajr wa salati al-dhuhr kutiba lahu ka'annama qara'ahu min al-layl." Whoever sleeps from his stipulated amount of worship that he engages in on a daily basis, so that person, if that person performs that salah or recites that Quran or engages in the dhikr after Fajr, but before Dhuhr, then it is as though it was done in the normal time, which is the tahajjud time. And in that regard, Aisha radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فاتت الصلاة من الليل من وجع أو غيره صلى من النهار ثنتي عشرة عشرة ركعة. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would oversleep, or he would sleep because of a headache or sickness, he did not read his 12 rakat tahajjud salah. He would read it between Fajr and Dhuhr, and that would be his recompensation. The hadith says that if you do it at that time, then you will get the reward as though you've done it in the original time, which is in the tahajjud time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us continuity in our actions. That is what is required from us, to be continuous, to be constant, to be punctual in doing good a'mal.